This Donegal GAA podcast is brought to you courtesy of Kelly's Toyota, Mount Charles and Letterkenny, the main club sponsors of St. Noel's GAA Club and your main Toyota and Lexus dealer in Donegal.
It's just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just that it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll tell you nothing but a couple of pints, won't you? I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man from Tipton.
Yes, hi there and welcome along to the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here, as always, as the build-up to Sunday's All-Ireland final continues. The 138th final, Kerry appearing in their 63rd final, while Donegal, it's final number 4. A big thank you so far to all our listeners over the past couple of days. Of course, Monday's show, we heard from the Donegal camp and some executives as well from the GAA Centre in Convoy. And of course, yesterday's show, we heard from journalist Cathal O'Kane of the Irish News and Maurice Brosnan of the Irish Examiner. Brilliant stuff. And we will have two more shows. And just a reminder that the match will be live on Ocean FM on Sunday, and we will have our usual post-match podcast, Win or Lose. It's our one live show this week. We thought we would mark a very special occasion. I am in the parish of Inver and the home of St. Noel's GAA. It's not just the home of St. Noel's, it's the home of three very, very special people, and that's why we're here. We're marking it. All-Irelands don't come around too often, but when you have three county panellists, that is something extra special. Patter Mogan, Gavin Mulraney, and Brendan McCall. Ladies and gentlemen, can I get a big round of applause for the three of them? We also have, it's an honour, I was about to say First Minister there for a moment, we have County Chairperson Mary Coughlin here, who has done Trojan work. I think everybody will agree. She's a local here as well. We also have Mary Kelly and, of course, Ciarán Kelly here as well. And the three of them have done just fantastic work for their respective clubs down the years. Mary, of course, with Ardra, but Ciarán and Mary here with St. Noel's and indeed with the County Board. And it's not just things that are going well on the pitch. Things are going very well off the pitch. So it's brilliant. And we hear from Mary and Ciarán later on. Okay, as I said, also music from Stephen Bennett, and we have a poem from John Meehan. Now, we talk about club legends. I am on stage here with two of them, Seamus Sheeran, former secretary, and I'm told former pretty much everything within the club, and I'm told to also reference you as club historian. And I'm also delighted to be joined by Michael O'Boyle, who is club president. So I'm told two historians. Michael, can I just start with you? You're around a long, long time in the club. And while Donegal have got to other All-Ireland finals in the past, and you're delighted to have Stephen Griffin, of course, here as well, but to have three members of the Donegal panel, what is that like as a man from the parish of Inver?
Well, we're very proud of them, I must say. It's a great achievement. And just the success of the county, soaring the club. I have to say that, like. But anyway, we wish them the very best. It's a great achievement. What more can I say, you know? It's brilliant. So it is for such a small club, you know, but it's cost us dearly, like. But that's not a downer, like, you know.
That's definitely a story for another day. But it is, that's a wider, there's no doubt, that's a wider GAA issue at the moment, isn't it? Did you ever think within your wildest dreams that you would have three players? And as I said, I keep saying it, three massive players for Donegal have all played their part this year.
Yeah, well, it's a big achievement. Over the years, we always have managed to maybe have one down the years, like from way back, you know. I'm involved over 60 years. And a lot of the time we had one on the panel, players, you know. But to have three is something special. You know, it's just brilliant.
It, Seamus, it adds that bit of extra spice in it. And I know being from Ardra, there was, you know, Rambo Gavigan and Anthony Molloy, the captain in 92, and Anthony Harkin training the team. So while it's brilliant for the county, it definitely adds another 15 or 20% if you have club players from your own area, your own parish, representing the county.
Absolutely. It certainly adds an awful, awful lot to it. Back, even back in 2012, we were super proud of Stephen Griffin there. And when Stephen got his medal, but this time now to have three from St. Noel's, it's just unreal. And we're really, really super proud of the three lads. And they're playing huge, making huge contributions to the team all along. So definitely we're really, really, it adds another dimension surely for this area to have three from a small parish, you know, on the programme on Sunday for the All-Ireland final, something else.
Yeah, just maybe for our listeners, there'll be loads tuning in from Kerry and other counties this week. Where is St. Noel's? It's in Mount Charles. Mount Charles, just outside Donegal town, really picturesque, and I suppose it's the gateway to southwest Donegal as well. You've been around the club for so, so many years. These boys, they're brilliant ambassadors for the club, aren't they, Seamus? So many young people here tonight. So that people they can look up to.
Yeah, absolutely. You couldn't fault any of the three lads. We are really proud of them. They're great ambassadors for the parish, for the club. There's no doubt about that.
You all set for Sunday?
We're all set, I suppose. The butterflies have set in now, big time. The parish is a buzz. Everybody's waiting on the throw in now. Just get the game underway, get it over quick. On the right way.
Have your ticket sorted?
Ticket sorted, yeah. I'm a season ticket holder, so lucky enough.
Oh, you didn't get one of the club? It's a touchy subject, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Tickets are always a touchy subject. Going back to 1992, from 1992, the first one, we had no experience of that whatsoever. We were thrown in at the deep end, and that was a traumatic experience. But we'll not speak about that today.
Isn't it great we're getting used to Seamus All-Ireland finals? 4 in, what, 33 years? It was ordinary level maths for me in the Leaving Cert, but I think I have my arithmetic actually right there. So many people, I love the All-Ireland speeches, the likes of Anthony Daly or Anthony Molloy, you know, 95 and 92 respectively, when they talk, when they're up there lifting cups and they're talking about all the great players and great people that never, you know, got to maybe see those moments, because it's bigger than a football match, isn't it?
That is, yeah, that is something else. I mean, as Michael alluded to earlier, we've always had great footballers in this club. We've always had, you know, a county player here and there down the years. I see Eddie Gallagher down there. Eddie represented as well too. And it's always been, but they never had the bounce of the ball or the stroke of luck supposed to get this far. And it's amazing now that we have three. So it's just unbelievable.
Super stuff. Michael, maybe it's a touchy subject because I had to hang up now on a few people earlier today already about tickets. Have you your ticket sorted?
Not yet.
Catherine, you need to sort this out.
I'll talk to Kieran. I see Kieran smiling anyway.
Kieran helps a lot of people
Kieran
out, though, to be fair. Yeah. Just quickly, lads, how do you... Michael, will you be nervous watching the match now, will you?
I'm a bad spectator.
Yeah, Michael's a legendary bad spectator.
No, if we're going well, like, great. But if things start to go against us, I would have to leave. You know, I'm just one of them. Yeah, even at club level, you know. I used to be involved more verbally and everywhere, but I think
these new rules mightn't suit you.
I know, that is. Yeah.
How do you think it's going to go, Michael?
Well, I'm hoping for a win, but now we're going to really have to play out of our skins, you know. We definitely are the two best teams in Ireland, hopefully. I hope ours is the very best. You know, but it's going to be tight, kick of a ball, maybe. That's what I can say. You know, I can't say much more about it.
It'll be some couple of days in Mount Charles, won't it, Seamus, if Donegal can manage to get over the line?
Yeah, it'll be absolutely amazing. I suppose it'll be Tuesday before the whole thing arrives here, like the last time, but it will be something else. If they should, it'll be unbelievable if we do cross the line. And I've every confidence that we are just as good as Kerry. Player for player, we're probably better all around. They have a couple of superstars, the Cliffords and Shani O'Shea, but I think all around the field, we are just every bit as good, if not better, including our own three lads.
What's the score prediction?
Well, I'll settle for 1 point. I don't know what about a prediction.
1-0 is it any Celtic? Lads, thanks very much. Michael O'Boyle, club president, and Seamus Sheeran, former secretary. Okay, we are going to have a poem next, and it's going to be read here by John Meehan. If he is in the audience, we'll give John a couple of minutes to come up. We're going to give you this Roman mic, or you can take any of the other two mics. And just thanks again to everybody coming out. And just a reminder, you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or online at Ocean FM. It will be on all the various platforms over the next number of days. And I'll just get you to hold your mic about this distance. Yeah, about half a foot or whatever from your mouth. Here's John Meehan. John.
Just want to say, I'm no poet, but I just want to try put this together this evening to try to express how proud I were of the three lads. Just a simple thing called The Boys from St. Noel's. In only a few days, we're all on our way to Croke Park. Excitement is building. We'll be up with the lark. From every corner in the county, Jim has men on his team. But it is from St. Noel's with three of the best you've ever seen. We have Gavin from down Inverway. What a great keeper. And he's never short of something to say. In any other county, he would be the number one. But for now, it is Sean Patton who has his time in the sun. Then we have the mighty Brendan McCall, who in every game gives his body and soul. Mulroy, Canavan, Turbot and Morris, he's marked them all. Will the mighty Clifford be the next to fall? What can I say about the swashbuckling patter who has climbed his way to the top of the ladder? Every game he goes on his lung-bursting runs. He is now one of Mount Charlotte's most famous sons. Even as a child, we all knew he was destined for the top. Only when he gets his hands on Sam will this man stop. Not forgetting, with Mary and Kieran playing prominent roles, to bring Sam back to the hills is their only goals. What a contribution from this small wee club. It is nice to give our neighbours in the road the odd wee rub. So as you may have gathered, we're all so proud of these three men. We may never see this in our little parish ever again. Brendan, Padder and Gavin, we're honoured to have you here in St. Noel's, and we'll welcome you home after the mighty kingdom falls.
The boys from St. Noel's, the WB Yeats here of the parish of Inver. Now, we did mention club legends. John, thanks so much for that. John Meehan there. We mentioned club legends. We have two of them in the room now, and they're going to come up and join us. It's county ladies footballer Niamh Boyle and Stephen Griffin, All-Ireland winner in 2012. Thanks very much, Niamh. I'm going to start with you, and I know I was talking to you off air. Don't worry, it's not going to be too long. Niamh, how did your coaching the St. Noel's ladies? You had a match there this evening against Dunlow.
Yeah.
How did that go?
So, yeah, I help out with the minor ladies team, and I'm also coaching the under 14 girls team. So we're playing Dunloe there this evening. It was a tough game, Division 1. They're very strong there, Dunloe. So we had a tough day out there today. We got beat, but oh, look, the girls, brilliant. We've brilliant underage coming up. And I know the girls will push on. I have a game on Friday, so they'll be ready to go again.
Yeah, I'm very aware of the Trojan work that you're doing here mm-hmm. with the Sentinels ladies. You're obviously a county player. You burst onto the scene in 2019, and that's the pinnacle, isn't it? Just like the three lads that are representing the county on Sunday. But it's all about coming back to the club, isn't it? And that's why these three lads, that's why we're here tonight, to mark that, isn't it? The sacrifices, you would know about that. They're fabulous ambassadors just like you.
Yeah, I think the club is just, it is just so important. We're very lucky here. We've great support from our club. They're always so supportive. And yeah, it's important for our underage. It's massive now having the three boys. Hopefully it'll inspire some of our younger boys to stick at it. There's so many other sports out there now, and it's so hard keeping players, especially with the girls. A lot of them drop off, so I'm hoping now that some of them will be inspired to stick at it and keep it up.
Yeah, well, when they have the likes of you to look up to, or Gavin, Patter, or Brendan, we talk about, for our listeners outside the county, club legends. The man beside me, Stephen Griffin, you're very lucky in a club if you get someone like Stephen. He's the Anthony Thompson of Neve Connell. They have one, Damien Diver, maybe an Ardra, Brendan Boyle, and so on. Michael Higgerty, Kilcar, Martin McHugh, Stephen Griffin, without doubt, I think everyone will agree, one of the greatest club players ever in Northwest Donegal, and an All-Ireland winner in 2012. Stephen, thanks for joining me, not for the first time on the podcast. As a man that has experienced all of this, what is Brendan, Gavin and Patter, how are they feeling in these final days? Because it's huge.
Well, you wouldn't see them now these days at all. I don't notice Peter and Siobhan see much of them. You don't, you know, the boys are obviously, they're training, they're away last weekend. I would say the only people see them is their work colleagues, and I even heard a lot of them's working from home. So the boys, knowing the boys, this is just another game for them. You know, I would say they're relaxed as you can be in that situation. But I'd say it's just, it's clockwork now. They're keeping everything repetitive. So I don't think they will, you know, they'll find much change. Maybe as the game comes, in the morning of the game, things might change in that regard. But nah, they've that much fine-tuned at this stage. I can't see it bothering them too much, you know.
While the euphoria is great, and you have to live and enjoy the moment, and it's great for all us supporters, and you're one now, is it hard as a player in the days leading up to it to kind of just maybe get away from the hype and just get focused on the game? Because they're not living in villas, they're not on, you know, $2 million a year, anything like that. They're still amateur players.
I know that, but I would say, looking back, I would say it's nearly easier for them, that, you know, because their people at home know not to be, you know, asking them questions or whatever at this stage of the game. They know their parents or whatever, or their partners, they know how to deal with them. So I would nearly say it's easier for them, because they're in their bubble with the team and the management. They're over in convoy and they're doing their training. It's behind closed doors. You know, I would actually say it's easier for them to stay away from the hype in that regard. And I'm sure the phones are pretty much turned off in that this week for them as well. I'm sure social media and all's out the door. I know, especially from my time, Brendan now, and that would, it would just be shut off more or less. So in regards to distractions, I can't see much getting at them, like, to be honest, you know.
Who'd be the most, you've managed the three lads as well, Patter, Gavin and Brendan, who'd be the most relaxed now of the three?
Oh, Gavin. That's not a question. I'm not saying that two other boys would be high strung, but you couldn't shake Gavin. Like, Gavin's one of those characters. I don't know. He came into our dressing room at senior club level here, and like, he walks in the door, like, and he owns the dressing room straight away. He's that type of fella, like, and he, like, but at the same time, like, people know Gavin as, you know, this fun. He's always laughing or he's joking, but he's, out of all my time, he's probably the quickest person I can see that can go from a laughing level to just switched on to a game. You know, while some of us are in the dressing room and you're sitting your boots in a certain way, he's at none of that, but next thing he can switch into a game mode quicker than I've ever seen anybody. So it's not all laughing and games with him either. He's the utmost professional in regard to his games and all that there. He's just that wee bit louder and he's outgoing, Gavin. Like, I remember we'd intermediate final 2019, and he wrote a song and released a video of himself playing it the week before the game. Like, you know, so how do you stir somebody like that? Like, and ever since the goalkeeping free takers pandemic came in, like, that's him in a nutshell. Like, I nearly be telling defenders that are marking me to start giving them a wee bit of, you know, a wee bit of abuse or a bit of jip, because he actually, he'd be guaranteed he'd score if somebody starts, you know, giving him a bit of abuse, because that's what he loves that, like. But the other two boys now would be a lot more studious and quieter, like, but now utmost professionals, the three of them, like, just they're all different. They've other different ways, like, but it's nobody is the right way or nobody's the wrong way, like.
Brilliant stuff. Is that important, Niamh? Would you find that as well in a dressing room? People talk about almost team preparation. It's nearly individual preparation. Some are nervous, some are not.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of has their own routine. I know in our dressing room, we all kind of have the same seats, the same people we sit beside. Some people do their band work. We always have the speaker on, the tunes going. So yeah, I think just everybody's different in their own way of preparing for the game.
Niamh, it's a big ask, isn't it, for both teams, because it's 50-50 here, isn't it? There was actually a poll went done on Twitter yesterday, 13,000 votes, it came back 50-50. Everything's just gone straight down the middle. Nobody can separate these teams. How do you see it going?
Well, I think it's going to be definitely an entertaining game. It's definitely a hard one to call, but I'm very hopeful that they will get over the line, and I hope that they're rewarded for all their hard work now.
You're confident?
Yeah, feeling pretty confident.
Just actually, before I let you off, Stephen, all the talk all week, everywhere, is about, you know, ostensibly the greatest footballer that has ever played the game. And I know Tony is down here, and his son, Brendan McCall, probably will pick him up. It's no great secret. Brendan McCall is the best fullback in Ireland. He's probably coming up against the best, maybe, full forward ever. It's a big job. How do you think Brenton will be feeling going into that?
I would say he'll be treating it the exact same as every other game. He'll be studying him. He'll be, you know, doing his usual work. In that regard, I don't think anything will change. Brendan's, he's cold in that regard. Like, he doesn't get emotionally high or emotionally low. Like, so I don't think it'll bother him in that regard, but obviously he'll know he's up against a big task. But, like, it's a dream for him. Is it not a dream day? Like, he's going out against what we're saying is might be the best ever player. Like, so if he can get a handle on him and Donegal won the game, like, is it not a highlight? You know, like, you imagine 20 years time and you speak back if Donegal happened to beat Kerry and David Clifford after that goes on to be the best player, which looks like it is. Our fella will have handled them, like, if we won on Sunday. Like.
You must be so proud of them, the three lads, because you've managed them and played with them, like, and you've been there. It just must be awesome for the likes of you.
Ah, yeah, like, when you know the three lads, it's different. Like, I would say as a club, we're you're nearly more nervous for them than I know what they would be nervous. You know, the three boys will be, there'll not be a bother on them. You know, I think we're probably more nervous than them. And I think the David Clifford thing is the big one here for us in the club, because everybody's talking about, we know our fella is the go-to marker for Donegal. So that's probably has played a bigger part in this game than, say, other games. And the other thing then is who patter goes on. That'll be a big one too. So I've a funny feeling our two fellas will be on the two Cliffords, which would be, it'll be what a game to win then if our club men handle the, as what people's talking about, the two, one of the best forwards of Outla.
Yeah, Paddy Clifford, as good as anybody as well. There's no. What's your prediction then, Stephen? Actually, scoreline prediction from both of you now. Knee first.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought too much about it. I definitely think it's going to be a close game. I'd say there'd be a couple of points in it. I would go Donegal winning by 2 points, maybe. I won't give the exact score because I'm not. I wouldn't even try.
I know, yeah. It's throwing you under the bus with that one, wasn't it? Stephen, will it be a good game?
I can't see how it wouldn't be. The new rules and that, the game's opened up and they're two super teams, like, to be fair. So I can't see how it'll be a poor game. And I think it'll be very good and both teams will go at it. So I'm really looking forward in that regard. Ask me who's going to win. I think I'm trying to pull off my Donegal's glasses and look at it coldly. And I keep coming back to, I think if it goes down to the stretch and the finish line comes near, I think it'll actually be us that'll sprint to it. Because Kerry's coming off the back of they lost their last All-Ireland. They're talking about Clifford's and this here, that he's the best ever, but he's the one All-Ireland. Are they going to seize up if this finish line comes? And I can't see our fellas because they're just that robotic and that they're running power in that and their fitness. So I think if we get to see the finish line and it's inside, I can see us sprinting over it rather than falling over it. So I keep coming back to, I think they'll 1-5. That's what I think, which is a big call. But
of course, matches can be very close and a team could end up winning by either team by 7 or 8, but it's still a close game. It's an old currency. That's only a point or two, isn't it?
Ah, yeah. Like 5 in the new rules is probably really a 2 or 3 point. You know, and if you'll generally see now in the new game, if a team's 2 or 3 up, you know, the teams are pushing that hard. That generally, like, if we're up going down the straight against Kerry, well, you can be guaranteed if we hit them on the break, we're going to blitz them open the way we play. So I can't see it being a 1 or 2. I think it'll end up, you know, a 4 or 5, because if we get close to it and Kerry are pushing, we're going to obviously hit them on the far side. Like, because our boys come that hard from the back, how are they going to hold it at that stage of the game? Like?
Yeah. Last one, Niamh, promise. Special couple of days of Donegal. Do get over the line here.
Yeah, unbelievable. The last time that they were in Ireland, I would have been 12, so it's a very different experience now to get when you're at this age. So I'm really looking forward to it, and brilliant buzz around, so should be good.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks very much. Niamh Boyle, current Donegal player, and Stephen Griffin, former All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 2012. I've some bad news for everybody, and I promise this won't take long. We have one Kerry man in the audience. Where is he? Could he stand up? Michael Clifford, could you come up to us here? Michael, I'm told, Michael Coors, formerly of the Daily Mail, a brilliant national journalist. It's an honour and a privilege to have you here. Michael, I know you're a man of very few words. You're a man of doing a lot of up for the matches. A lot of up for the matches over the last few days. That was not a trap, Michael, I assure you. That was not a trap. I'm not going to tell our listeners listening online what happened, okay? Isn't it funny how that happened now? And they call Kerry people cute so-and-sos. Michael, huge euphoria here in the county. At the outset, I said it's Kerry's 63rd All-Ireland final. And I know, along with John Joe Shea, you're Donegal's now favourite Kerry people here, okay. What is the feeling? And we're not living down there, but what's the feeling down in the deep south, we'll call it, about this one?
Well, it might be the 63rd, but look, it's never taken for granted. And I would say there is a lot of nervousness. There'll be more nervous after listening to what Stephen said there, because he does make a compelling argument for how the game goes. And actually, what he was speaking about, I would say, is the fear that Kerry have as well. So the biggest fear that Kerry would have really is managing Donegal's athleticism and their speed. That's why, I don't know, without putting a downer on it, I'm not sure it's going to be a great final. I don't think it's in Kerry's interest that it's a great final. If it's 100 miles an hour, Kerry would struggle to last 70 minutes in a high-speed, high-tempo game. So I think at the same time, I do think Donegal will be fearful of the Clifford factor. But the one thing that both teams have in common is, in all year, is that Donegal's running game and Kerry's kicking game has all been off turnovers, and it's in transition. So I think that's why I think it might be very cautious at the outset, because both teams will be very fearful of turning over the ball, and it will eventually develop. Look, once you hit the second half, and once the game clock dictates which team is ahead and which team has to push, then you'll see it open up, and then you'll see what Stephen was talking about, the ability of, particularly if Donegal, if Kerry have to chase the game in the last quarter, Donegal has that blitz running power where they can go through the middle. But the counter to that is that if Donegal have to push up and Kerry didn't have, can use their kicking game, because at that stage, I think systems will begin to disintegrate. But there, a lot of fear in Kerry.
A lot of fear. I told you he's cute now, but...
Not accurate.
Can I ask you, Rankin Kerry teams, you've had many of them, you've seen many of them, where does this Kerry team rank? Because the currency is All-Ireland's, isn't it? One every 10 years isn't enough for Kerry. Where does this current side rate?
I would say it's an unusual in the sense that, look, we had teams, obviously the greatest team was the team of the 70s and then the team of the 90s. But there were teams that have something like what Donegal has now. They had balance, great players in every line. Not sure you can say that about this team. I mean, they have a couple of exceptional talents and one outrageous talent. But
Is he the best ever in Kerry?
I think so. I used to always say Jack O'Shea. I used to always say Jack O'Shea, and Jack O'Shea is from a different period, and it was, he redefined what midfielders were. He was the first box-to-box midfielder, and there wasn't the Vodafone Player of the Year, but back then he won Player of the Year four times, which is, freakish. But I do think I think what Clifford is like a one-man tribute band to Kerry football. He's Kieran Donaghy, a Gooch, and a Morris Fitz all rolled into one, really. You know, he's got Gooch's physical, or Donaghy's physical presence, and his hands in terms of assisting and seeing the game. He's got Morris Fitz's kicking action and ability to sting from distance, and he's got that bit of insane genius that was kind of Gooch's hallmark. So he is an outrageous, outrageous talent.
And just coming to the end here, I had Maurice Brosnan on my podcast yesterday, of course, from the Irish Examiner. He's not a Kerry man, his parents are. He's a Galway man. He said Kerry are on a mission this year as well. So obviously we're all insular when we're in Donegal, and we're just focusing it from a Donegal point of view. He made the point Kerry are on a mission this year like no other, and he thinks of all the finals Jack O'Connor's been in, this would be his best ever All-Ireland, because beating Cork twice, and it would be winning against three Ulster teams in a row. Would you go along with that?
Yeah, I think it would. It would be four Ulster teams in a row. They played Cavan in the preliminary. And look, that's always been kind of held over Kerry that they have this Ulster issue. But I know you're a very generous people. I've been living up here, so that if we do BT, you'll probably throw in the Anglo-Celt as well there for free. It'd be the decent thing to do.
We'll throw out a few dodgy chairs.
You see, you've done that already. But I will say one thing, because they were just mentioning the lads at the very start, and I come from a small club down in South Kerry, and we had one man back in 1986 that was a panellist in an All-Ireland final. We'd never had a player who started in an All-Ireland final. But it's quite phenomenal for a club like St. Olds to actually put on three players. I have to say, the one that, like, everybody is going to be talking about Clifford and McCall. And I think I was in Croagh, and I'm no good at years, but the year of the league final that Neil McGee came on from, was that 18?
Yeah.
2018. And I mean, that was, that was a bit testing day for him. But I mean, I'm not plumassing St. Olds or the McCall family, but I would say for the last 3 years, not just this year, but even that bad year under Paddy Carron, he had no work. For the last 3 or 4 years, he has been the most consistent inside defender in the game. And I mean, that's another, like, obviously, I've no doubt that they'll have more than one plan, and there will be a zonal defence a la Armagh by Jim McGuinness. But where they have an edge on everyone else on Clifford, on teams marking Clifford, is they have Brendan McCall. And it would be lovely if it was 1-1. It won't be 1-1, but it'll be a proper rip up.
Prediction?
Jesus.
How long there till we get the Garda Síochána in there? Could we have a police escort, please?
I'm kind of nervous. Look, I think there's a... If we're making the cases the most compelling and easier case to make is for Donegal, simply because of Kerry have a whole multitude. We never even mentioned the bench. And there's no question. Nobody's going to even have an argument that Donegal have got the better bench and the more variety to their bench. And Kerry have got to sort a lot of problems. Donegal have to sort one major problem, but I would say that it comes with the code warning that, you know, people are talking about, you know, if you can limit Clifford to, you know, 6 points, 7 points, 8 points. The flip side of that is that, you know, you're saying that the rest of the Kerry attack can't hurt. And all Ireland finals are funny beasts. They'll tell you that in our good neighbours in Cork. We're grieving for them this week after last Sunday. They went up for a coronation and they came down empty-handed and the game doesn't pan out. They came with a feared full forward line. They ended up with 3 points from the full forward line. You know, finals, all Ireland finals have a habit of ripping the script up. And, you know, the focus on Clifford and on Brendan McCall, it can often be somebody else who springs up and becomes the match winner. It's just how it rolls.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Clifford.
I'm glad to be able to say that.
Thanks very much, Michael. And we are going to have some music now from a great Irish drama, Stephen Bennett. And then after that, we have two more guests. And I promised you all, we're going to take the hour. Stephen's going to sing his new release. And back home to Donegal in the third week of July. Brilliant crowd here tonight. So thanks very much, Stephen. And thanks again, Michael, and even Stephen before that, and Michael, of course, and Seamus Sheeran. You can take it away whenever you're ready. We have Austin O'Callaghan here on production. Stephen, a brilliant country and western singer, of course, from Ardra. Whenever you're ready, Stephen.
How are you all getting on, folks? Great to be here this evening in Mount Charles. This is my new Donegal song we took out for all Ireland. And I know we mentioned at least one St. Noll's man in it anyway, so if you know the song, if you know the chorus, make sure to sing along. From the southwest coast of Donegal to the tip of Malin Head, we're so proud of Jimmy's boys as the drive full steam ahead. As we march on now to Croker, we've got one thing on our mind. We're taking Sam back to the hills in the last week of July. Hey! Yes, we're lifting Sam McGuire, he's coming back up home. In the safe hands of McGinnis, we'll set him on his throne. We're the kings of Ulster, we got one thing on our mind. We're taking Sam back to the hills in the last week of July. Hey! Murphy's back in green and gold, and he's in flying form. With Rorty Murr and Gallen Boy, sure, how could we go wrong? We've got Patton, Morgan, Langan, and the Captain McBurty. There's no stopping Jimmy's boys, they're gonna make it three. Hey! Yes, we're lifting Sam McGuire, he's coming back up home. In the stiff hands of McGinnis, we'll set him on his throne. We're the kings of Ulster, we got one thing on our mind. We're taking Sam back to the hills in the last week of July. Everybody! Yes, we're lifting Sam McGuire, he's coming back up home. In the stiff hands of McGinnis, we'll set him on his throne. We're the kings of Ulster, we got one thing on our mind. We're taking Sam back to the hills in the last week of July. One more time! Yes, we're lifting Sam Maguire. Well, he's coming back up home. And the Stephens of McGinnis will set him on his throne. We're the kings of Ulster, we got one thing on our mind. We're taking Sam back to the hills on the last week of July.
Thanks a million, Stephen. Wonderful rendition there. Well done. And I know that single's going really well. It's plastered all over social media as well. Stephen, a brilliant singer and a brilliant future ahead of him as well. You can check out all his work online. Stephen Bennett, a great son of Ardra. There's actually a couple of them here in the house tonight. So could we talk now finally to Kieran Kelly and Mary Coughlin? Need to get you up here. I see Donnie McCall down there, Brendan's dad. There's rumours, you know, could be coming back to Ardra, maybe. We'll get a transfer, Donnie. Kieran said absolutely no way. No. Not the chair's okay for you, Kieran.
Just let Mick Clifford know that.
Oh no.
Mick Clifford, the chair's fine. It was just a trap.
You're a Donegal man, Kieran. The chair's not going to go on you. Mary, I would say I could, when I called you up there, there was a bit of a sigh there. I would say that's because I would say you could take over this podcast. You've been on it that much recently.
And I made a few mistakes the first one I was on, if I remember correctly. But anyway, we're here to celebrate and to give notoriety to this club. And you're right in saying that we've had a tradition of having a lot of men on the panel over the years and had the opportunity to have an All-Ireland medal here. I'm just looking down on the wall. We also have another All-Ireland lady on the wall too. So of all clubs where we work together to ensure that both the boys and girls have an opportunity, it's this club. And it's great to see county women and county men, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I'm hoping that I'm looking down at a couple of young people that's going to do exactly the same thing for us, because that's what we're here for. We're here to support them. And I know the characters of the three that's representing us, and they've just always been fantastic at a young level. And I know the younger children will mature at different levels, but they get a lot of support from the club here. And that's hugely important, all the coaches. And even just the camaraderieship and the friendship is just so, so important to us all. But look, we're all... You're going to ask me now how am I? I am as nervous as a cat. And to something,
I was going to ask you, how's the phone?
The phone?
I know you told me not to make...
I had to get a phone.
I deserve... I tell you, you told me not to mention it earlier, but anyone that was in Leinster House is well able for this. I feel sorry for you, because if anybody's trying to contact you, Mary Coughlin had phone issues today, county chairperson of all weeks. Now, I have a theory on it.
I
think the Healy Rays caused this.
Who?
The Healy Rays.
Oh, I'll match them, no bother. I think matching Clifford would be an easier job, but the one thing I'd have to say about now is we're all very excited. We're all there to support the lads. It was very interesting to hear what Stephen had to say as to, you know, what happens in a lead up to a big game. But I think we're also very sensible here. We're not going to be overly enthusiastic. I think we respect very much the competition that we have before us, as we've had with all of the teams that we've met. You know, there's a lot of people out there that'll be doing the rosary, they'll be lighting the candles, they'll be doing everything to make sure that we get over the line. I'm looking at Jacinta Kelly, and I sat in Croke Park after a first half and we thought, right, we are in bother here. And the boys came out and they just blew them away. I would hope that we'll have two halves in this game so that we don't have that. And we're only thinking from a player's or from a supporter's point of view. But look at, isn't it fantastic to be where we are? That's the most important thing. We've achieved so much. We have played great teams and we've really, really done well over the last 2 years. And regardless of what happens, we are going to be so proud of these guys.
and there's a thin line between, I think, everyone in Donegal. One good thing is they will, everybody does respect Kerry because their tradition, it's rich, and it's just that culture. They've 38 All-Irelands. So there's probably a thin line between everyone enjoying themselves because you have to live in the now, but you did touch on it. There would be, you'd be crazy or insane to think that Donegal are going to have anything but easy. Kerry are actually still slight favourites, like.
That's the way to have them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're hope, cute.
And I hope we'll have the same success as Tipperary.
Michael will be happy, despite the chair issues earlier. But, Ciarán, you're club chairperson here. You've just done Trojan work, as I said, with the county over the past couple of years. You're the Ulster rep for Donegal. You're head of fundraising for the county. I don't even know where to start with that, even just the fundraising side of it. Like, and I know you're a busy man and you're a very successful man. Must just take up all your time here.
I suppose, Paddy, I'm very lucky. I have a good team at work that allows me to give something back to Donegal, and it's very proud for us to be involved. We love what we do. We love supporting the teams and all the players and making sure that they have everything. Maybe not everything that they want, but making sure that they have everything that they need. And I think that's important. You know, Mary has assembled a team at county level behind the scenes, which are, there's massive work being done, and everybody has a part to play in that. And at club level here, maybe I'm not as focused as I should be at times in the club, but we're trying to show a bit of leadership and trying to do things in the club. If you look around those walls there, there's several photographs of those three lads at different stages of their development. And it's been around here and watching them grow from small lads like Oisín and Adam and these lads, watching them grow up and being here to witness that, to for them to be where they're at today, I think it's just it's a great thing for this club. And everybody that played a part in that over the last 20 odd years should be so proud of the work that they've done.
Absolutely. Because these ladies and gentlemen on the front row, you look at them and their youth and that, but the years don't be long going. You must be just, I know you're so proud of everybody in the club, but Sunday at whatever the time the team comes out at 2:40, 2:50, it must be so, so special to see club representatives out there in the hallowed turf on the biggest stage of all. Let's be honest, Ciarán.
Well, probably from a player's perspective, there's nothing better. But from a club to see talent that has been nurtured, and I'm looking around the floor here, and I'm looking at the people who nurtured that talent, the people who started with them at 4, 5, 6 years of age. So while we may be in the club, these are the people that started it out. And like the Mogans, Donny, Peter, you know, everybody, like, they took them to the club here. And, you know, that talent has been nurtured the whole way up. Gavin's a different kettle of fish.
That's come up already tonight.
Brilliant.
He's my boy now.
I know, Mary has been really good to all of these lads. If you're looking for some of these lads, they're hanging out with Cahill and Mary's most of the time, and she's cooking them dinners and she's making sure that they have everything they want, on top of what their mummies and daddies are doing for them at home. And that's, you know, that has played a huge part in their development as well. And, you know, it's thinking about the coaches and the people who have played that. That's what makes me so proud.
Yeah, really well said there. I'm told, geez, we're having a lot of issues up here tonight. I'm told Gavin was in your house a bit. All right, Mary.
Well, put it this way.
One or two house parties.
I'll share with you one now that they had. This is... most of you know I have a dog called Poppy. Everybody knows Poppy. And I came home one day from a Fianna Fáil Ardèche, and Poppy was very sick. And I had to bring her to the vet, and she was really, really unwell to discover. Now, she was a pup at the time. The boys took the ride-on lawnmower through the kitchen, turned it on in the hallway, told me that the dog ate the mat, went round, then they had a party, then she ate chocolate and they put vodka in her water. So that's the kind of a den of iniquity that I have to look at. And there's a few people around here have had to fix holes in roofs, fix a television. I have, really, they have contributed a lot to me. But they're the best in the world and I wouldn't be without them. And that's the kind of friendship that all those lads have. They're all team people. They may not all be on the first team. They're on the reserve team. They may not always start on the first day. They may get a chance at the next time, but they're all great friends. And that's what it's all about. It's about friendship, and it's about family, and it's about a bit of crack. And, you know, people here look out for all of these young people, and as they get older, they look out for them as well. And that's what it's all about. It's about a sense of community. That is what the GAA is all about. And the other thing to say is, like, we're going to be celebrating our 100th anniversary here in St. Noz. We're a very old club. Apparently we started as a hurling club and moved on then to be a football club. So we've great history here, and I'm just looking behind me. Kelly's Toyota, I think, are probably the longest support sponsors of any club in the entire county. And that is because of the fact that they're part of who we are, as are all the other sponsors. They're our people, and we're very proud of them. And when we go up to Croke Park, we might have our rivalries with our neighbours and everything else, but we're one team, we're one group of supporters. And, you know, we're out on a mission. No more than Kerry will be on a mission, and I know they will be. We have a mission, and they're all talking about the Cliffords, and they are fantastic, and Shawnee O'Shea, and there are great men on that team. But we also have great men in our team. Like, I haven't heard anybody talking about a man called Michael Murphy. Now, maybe he's an insignificant person, but I wouldn't agree with that. He is one of the finest we've ever had. McBrearty. Like, and then the other thing is we have all these young fellas coming up behind who are just super, super, as well as the three boys that we have ourselves. Like, young Moore, like, he came to the GAA later than maybe some of these young people, and he has developed. And the one thing I've seen over my short period in the as chair is these young people have developed very, very well over the last while. And they may not have had a good game one day, but they really come out shining the next day. So we have that talent. We have the experience. We've had a tough road to get here. But at the end of the day, look at, I'm hopeful that we will do it. I want them to do it for their sake, because anybody that gets a chance to go to Convoy sees the commitment, the sacrifice. You know, these guys, no more than I'm sure the Kerry boys, we mustn't forget they're in the bed early, they eat this, they have to do that, but they also have to go out and work and earn a living. So, you know, it's not that handy to be as successful as they are. But look at everything that can and has been done is for the benefit of them. And hopefully that it will work out for them, because they deserve it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You mentioned Kelly's Toyota. They've been so good to us here. Of course, your main Toyota dealer in the Northwest in Donegal. We really, really are delighted with their sponsorship here tonight. They've been just incredible for everybody in Donegal. Of course, branches in Mount Charles and Letterkenny. Just one last question for both of you. Is it hard? This is the dream this week, but yous are both so busy. Is it hard to actually strike the balance between actually trying to sit back and actually enjoy the build-up here and mixing it with how busy you are? I remember reading before about Noreen Doherty in 92. She said it was nearly hard to actually enjoy it because there's so much. I think I'm busy leading up to the final. I just can't imagine how busy you are, Kieran.
And Paddy, I suppose I was fortunate enough to be involved in 2014 as well. I was county treasurer in 2014, so it was a different type of busy for me that time. It's, I suppose, what keeps me busy at the moment is trying to make sure that we get to raise enough funds to support all our teams, and in these last few weeks, you know, to support that extra journey that we've gone on from last year. And that's, you know, these last 2 weeks have been huge. As I say, the lads mightn't get what they want, but we make sure they get what they need, and that we have enough fundraising done to support that. So it is really busy. The phones are hopping. We're meeting every
5 minutes.
Every 3 minutes maybe. But we are really busy, but it's a fantastic place to be. Donna Kelly spoke at our breakfast last week, and he said one thing. He says, you could never imagine being from anywhere else other than Donegal. I could never imagine being from anywhere else other than the parish of Inver and Donegal. And that's the big thing for me. It's busy, but we love what we do, and we're quite happy to do it. The journey, like Sunday, is the culmination of 2 or 3 years for me on the board. And the first one of those was pretty difficult, but we started out on a program, and hopefully Sunday will see us bring that to fruition, and it's a great busy.
Well said, Ciarán. Last words, Mary. Really well said there, Ciarán. Excellent stuff. Final thoughts, we'll call it, Mary.
Final what?
Final thoughts, we'll call it.
Look, this is the first time I've been able to enjoy it because I'm at home and I'm in my own club and we're with our own people. And that's the comfort that we all have, is that we're with our own people. And at the end of the day, everybody likes to come back home and everybody likes to be in their own club. Look, it is busy, but if it brings what we want to achieve, it's going to be well worth it. And the phones are on fire and people are... You can hardly go to the shop or anything, but look, that's the life we chose. We're volunteers. And as I've always said, Paddy, to you, it's not about me, it's about the team. And we have a great team. And it's the team that's working together. Everybody has their job to do, and they're excellent at it. And there may be frustrations for club executives, and I can appreciate that. We've had it here. We're all the same. It can be difficult. But look, everybody's going to be out there to support the team. There will be loads of opportunities to enjoy it. And let's hope that the next podcast you'll have, there'll be a fella called Sam on it.
A man from Donemanway, well said. Thank you so much to Mary Coughlin and Ciarán Carey. I think I speak on behalf of everybody in County Donegal. You have come in and you've just done an incredible job. I know, Ciarán, you've been there a long, long time, and everyone would agree, just head of fundraising, it's been nothing short perfect. And I can't imagine what a difficult task that is and a difficult job that is. And I think both of you are accredited. Mary, you've come in as chairperson.
Nobody wants to see any of us anymore. Every time they see our number or us, they're hiding. But I just want to thank Ocean FM for coming here. We really, really appreciate it. You've been very supportive to us on your sports programs, and you've come here and done broadcasts as well at club level. So it's also a great way to reach out to people, because not everyone is able to be out and about, and occasions like this are just fantastic. So thanks for choosing and being with us.
Yeah, well, it's an absolute honour to be here. So here.
Listen, Paddy, the support that we see that you give with your podcast and that, and Ocean FM, is brilliant. I'm just going to take a wee opportunity to plug something, if you don't mind.
Please plug, please.
While I'm doing the fundraising for the county, I'm also trying to do a bit around here as well. So we have a couple of draws running at the moment. We have a 5-star Oasis package draw running online on Win with Niamh Noilla. It's a chauffeur-driven package picked up anywhere in Ireland. 2 premium tickets to Oasis in Croke Park and a 5-star hotel for the night, and you're dropped home again the next day. And in between, you have 500 quid to spend. So that's one that we're running. Short, snappy draw. A very generous person offered us 2 tickets for Sunday. They offered them to the club today for fundraising purposes only. So we have up a short, snappy draw there as well.
When will this draw take place, Kieran?
The draw for the two tickets will take place on Saturday evening at 6 o'clock. It's up again on winwithneveneilia.ie. If you follow our socials there, it's on it. So we're hoping to raise some funds. We're looking to buy some new dugouts. We're looking to stick a gym out in the corner here. We're looking to do a few jobs. So these are the opportunities that present themselves for us. So if you can plug it for us, we'd love that.
Yeah, absolutely. The man in the corner, Austin O'Callaghan, has taken notes on that. As I said, a massive thanks to Mary Coughlin and to Ciarán Kelly. As I said so many times, you are both doing just a fabulous job. And who knows, if Donegal do get over the line, we might talk to you at some stage next week. I just also once again want to thank Kelly's Toyota for the really kind sponsorship here. Brilliant servants also to the GAA, the main Toyota dealer in the Northwest and Donegal, situated, of course, in Mount Charles and, of course, in Letterkenny. I promised everybody that the podcast would take an hour. I think we're in and around that, Austin, which is pretty good work. It's a full clubhouse. I also want to thank Catherine Daly down the back there, Jacinta Kelly, and everybody here from the St. Noel's Club. Yous have been absolutely fantastic hosts, but that's no great surprise. It's always been a brilliant GA club, from Ciarán to Mary to all the parents here, uncles, aunts, reserve players, young and old, and just a massive, I suppose, just all the best to Patter Mogan, Gavin Mulroney, and Brendan McCall. We'll have a podcast out tomorrow, and of course on Friday as well, Thursday and Friday. So two more podcasts to go this week. And just a reminder, the post-match podcast, win or lose, will go out on Sunday night. That's it, folks. Thanks to our producer and sports editor, Austin O'Callaghan, who always gets the podcast out in rapid time. And a special shout out to you listening far and wide, especially the diaspora from New York to London to Sydney to South Africa. We've messages coming in from everywhere. Too many to mention. Bye for now. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you around this time tomorrow.